Sunday after Trinity is based on the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 6th chapter. Jesus said, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they?" Let's call the text. Anxiousness. There are many things that you can and do worry about. You're in a very uncertain economy. You live in a politically unstable world. Your children need proper education. The fires are still burning. It doesn't look like relief is coming anytime soon. How about those ungodly influences that the children and you adults are exposed to on a daily basis? What about your elderly family members? How am I ever going to get this project done? Will someone find out that dark secret that you have been harboring in the past 3 years? You're already not in the best of health, so what if you get sick? And where are you going to find the money that you need for food and drink and clothing, medicine, house and home, leisure, proper amenities for your family? And what if this? And what if that? It's a wonder that anybody can ever sleep at all. The Lord Jesus Christ understands this. As we just sang, He's the one who sends them. He gets it. He hears your prayers. He knows your needs. He does even more. He takes care of you. The Lord uses nature to make His point. Look at the birds of the air, He says. But too often, you're too busy. You're so busy hustling and bustling here and there to even take a moment to look at the birds. I encourage you. Stop. Try to catch a glimpse of one today. Look at this simple little winged creature. As our Lord God and Creator teaches you, they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your Heavenly Father feeds them. The Lord also tells you that not one of them falls to the earth apart from the Lord's good and merciful will. And then He asks, are you not of more value than they? He also teaches you from the plants of the field. Who among you can compare to a simple lily? Lilies do not even have what man has in terms of resources, work, technology, textiles, stores, even charity to provide when you're in want. If the Lord is so kind to give growth to the weeds and flowers, if He watches over nature and keeps and preserves the lives of even the blades of grass according to His divine plan, my friends in Christ, how much more should you rest assured that He is taking care of you, His beloved children, remade in His image? Oh, but Pastor, that's so much easier said than done. Well, just so you're straight on it, all of God's law is easier said than done. But it's wealthy. And on with the great and powerful ifs. Dear Christians, you don't have to deal in ifs. You have the promises of God. All these things will be added to you. You have something going for you, far greater than a better job, a winning ticket, or a wealthy family. You have your calling and the promise of God and the absolute certainties of God's Word. It's the surety of His Word that is connected to the water, making it a holy baptism that is a life-giving water rich in grace. Surety poured over your heads, sealing you in His promise, as just happened with Hannah Rose. It's the surety of His Word that continues to absolve. It's the surety of His Word being proclaimed in its truth and purity from the lectern and from the pulpit, so that His law and gospel continues to bring about repentance and belief. It's the surety of His Word that brings the Lord to be present with you in His very body and very blood, giving you the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. You don't have to deal with the ifs, because you have victory over death and the grave by virtue of the Lord's victory through His crucifixion, declaring you holy, righteous, and justified by faith alone. You have a family of brothers and sisters in Christ that span time and space, even the grave itself. You have God as your brother. One of you in human flesh. You have God as your Father, King of the universe, the one who has made all things and has forgiven you all things so that He can share all things with you. Worrying, anxiousness, simply a sign that the flesh and the spirit are continually at odds. For sinful flesh does not fear, love, or trust in God as it is commanded to do. Easier said than done, you bet it is. In fact, it's impossible. For you cannot, by your own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ, your Lord, or come to Him. But the Holy Spirit has called you by the gospel, enlightened you with His gifts, sanctified and kept you in the true faith. Did you hear that? God has kept you in the true faith. What God wants, God gets. He says through His first commandment, fear, love, and trust in Me above all things. And yet He is the one and the only one who will accomplish that for you through Christ and then credit it to you. For He is also the creator of faith and sustainer of faith. And it's through His Word and sacraments that He continually points you to the one who is the author and finisher of faith. Money cannot buy true happiness. Money cannot buy contentment. Money cannot buy peace with God. And He cannot buy the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. And yet, all of these things have been suffering and death. Jesus has purchased and won you from all sins, from death, from the power of the devil. And his atoning sacrifice, his redemption, his ransom, that not even all the money in the world could satisfy, that which was won by him, is handed over to poor, miserable sinners, presented like a gleaming and glorious diamond ring, to be received by an impoverished but believing bride. It's yours because he, your bridegroom, has said that it is so. It is his word that is truth. It is the surety of his word that does what it says. It's his word that creates the faith that receives his promises. It is finished, said your Lord as he claimed victory on the cross. And having destroyed the enemies that so vex you over and over, it's your Lord who invites you by saying, do not be anxious. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek first the kingdom that has been freely given to you, without any merit or worthiness in you, without any sowing or reaping or gathering, without any toiling or spinning. Because again, the kingdom of God is not gained by man in any way. It is by grace alone, freely given, because of the merits of Christ Jesus alone, through faith alone. Through that is where his kingdom and his righteousness comes. And through that is where all things will be added to you. Because through that, true forgiveness, true peace, and true contentment are yours. And friends in Christ Jesus, that you've been and keep being focused upon Jesus Christ and being crucified, through daily remembrance of his holy baptism of you, through ongoing confession and absolution, through meditations and prayers upon his word, through the receiving of his body and blood in the sacrament of the altar, through these, which again, God keeps you receiving. It is through Jesus Christ crucified and risen that you can sleep at night and be rest assured. What keeps you awake is your own senseless worry. Worry that doesn't add to your lives. Worry that doesn't pay your bills. Worry that doesn't make the world safer. Worry that doesn't give you any of the things of which you worry. By the grace of God, be repenting and believing. In a world of uncertainties, of changes and chances in life, by the grace of God, you have been arrayed in the finest of clothing. And God's holy baptism of you, receiving Christ's holy and perfect righteousness, his justification credited to you by God created faith. You have been fed with a heavenly meal that continues to this very day, and food that is imperishable, bringing you to abide in him who has overcome the perishable for you. You have been given the gift of faith through God's word and sacraments. He will continue to deliver you through them, continually keeping the kingdom first before your eyes, continually keeping righteousness before your eyes, forgiveness of all of your sins before your eyes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.